This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His Word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is a message that was first published back in the month of January of the year 2013, and it's being put on audio in the month of October of the year 2024. And our subject scripture is found in the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter number 1 and verse number 8, where we will find these words recorded. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." The title for this message is, "You Can Make It." Let me ask you a question. Just what is it that you want out of life? What do you hope to accomplish before you leave here? What would you hope family, friends, associates, and even enemies would say about you? Believe it or not, people don't think along these lines. They just go from day to day, just trying to survive to see another day. The idea of actually setting a goal and accomplishing it is totally foreign to them. It has been said of most of this generation that we have been programmed by family, friends, and some of our educational institutions to accept the idea that irregardless of what you may desire to do, the odds are it will rarely happen. Some would say you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than to achieve any goal that you set for yourself. Odds. What odds? Odds are man's way of using numbers to figure pro and con how things will play out in any given situation. We usually see them used in areas of gambling and even in politics. Everywhere we look, we are being informed that the future holds for us what the future holds for us based on factors seen and unseen over which we have absolutely no control that will determine the outcome of everything that we try to do. What we are then led to believe is, for us to achieve any goal that we set for ourselves is nothing more than luck. It is as if we are totally at the mercy of that lady that Frank Sinatra used to sing about, "Luck be a lady tonight." With a mindset like that, is it any wonder why most of us just don't think that far ahead? It is one thing to set plans for the future and another to actually see a way to achieve them. That is called success. It is interesting that in order to achieve success, you have to have a plan. And in order to have a plan, you have to see a way to accomplish what you want to do. Now, all of this is absolutely meaningless if you don't first have a vision. And that is where family, friends, and others come in. They can either supply the fertile ground for a vision to grow and thrive or kill it. And most of them are doing the latter. And why is that? Because they themselves are failures because they never had a vision of what they wanted to accomplish. Or if they did, someone killed it for them. So visions are little more than pipe dreams. A pipe dream is when you have a very narrow focus on what you are facing, like looking through a pipe where all you can see is what is available within and at the end of that pipe. You are totally unaware of what is happening outside of that pipe. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. From the offset, we see that without a vision, the people perish or die or fail or whatever the case may be. It's always something negative. However, the full meaning of that is the people fail to move from one place to another on the economic, business, social, scientific, or any other position that they find themselves in. They just stand there and become stagnant and eventually die in those areas. This nation wouldn't be what it is today if people didn't have a vision, a pipe dream, if you will. We wouldn't even be a nation if that wasn't the case. Everything we are and have today came from people with pipe dreams. But unlike most of us, they just didn't just have a vision. They saw a way to achieve it and set out to do just that, despite what others may have thought about what they wanted to do. It is one thing to have a vision or dream and another to see the path to achieve it, or as we would call it, success. Yet if we look at the subject scripture, Solomon, using the wisdom that God endowed him with, gives us the key to having the ability to accomplish anything we set our minds to do. All we have to do, simply putting it, is to be obedient to God. And if you think about it, since He controls everything, then our successes and failures are in His hands. So why not obey Him? Of course, obedience requires us to know just what He says we should and should not be doing, and then adopting those guidelines. Sounds simple, doesn't it? So what is the problem? Our problem is family, friends, associates, and most people that supposedly are men or women called by God to preach. Just because someone claims to be speaking God's word does not mean that they are. You have the responsibility to check up on them to make sure that they are telling you the right things to do, irregardless of who they are or what position they hold. Too many times, visions are killed by the very ones that are supposed to be igniting the fire under the people to get them to move closer to God. Instead of that, they are dousing it. I can remember watching new saints being on fire for God and having the vision of winning their families, friends, and the world for Christ being turned into critics of everything that God says that they should be doing. Why? Because some preacher that themselves has no vision other than dollar signs and a position of influence and power in their community. They have completely forgotten about what God called them to do, if He called them in the first place. Well, as people become critics and cynics of God's word, more and more of them begin to end up as failures, and as such begin to take the view that success is luck or a pipe dream. But the good news of the gospel is you don't have to be a failure in life. You can still have success in whatever you want to do if you will be willing to adhere to the word of God. Look at this scripture, Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Notice the term willing and obedient. You have to be both, not one or the other. A lot of our people today are either one or the other. They are willing to obey God based on which issue it is and how they view what the end result will be. Or they obey God because they are in a position of involuntary obedience. If they could, they wouldn't do it. What God wants is for us to be willing to obey Him irregardless of what we may think will or will not happen, irregardless of what it is. That is what is known as blind faith, because you are not looking at what people say, but rather at what God says. Have you ever seen horses pulling carriages with those pads on the sides of their heads covering their eyes? Do you know why people do that to them? It is so that the horses won't get distracted by what is happening on either side of them. They can only see what is in front of them, or as I mentioned earlier, looking through a pipe. In order for you to be a success, you have to be willing to ignore all of the distractions, family, friends, associates, and even preachers and enemies may be raising that will have the effect of killing your vision, and focus on God and His Word. Now, not wanting to mislead anyone, your vision has to be in line with what God says. You can't have a vision that goes contrary to what God stands for, and that is righteousness. There are people today covering the entire spectrum of life's possibilities that are pursuing things which God doesn't want them to pursue and achieve because they go contrary to what He says. As a result, He puts obstacles in their way to discourage them and get them to turn around. Their response, "That's the devil trying to stop me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am God's child." Whether or not you are God's child, if you are moving contrary to His will, He will move to stop you. Of course, if you want to be stubborn about it, He will either mount a bigger resistance to you or, and this is what He mostly does, is allow you to think you have succeeded just to, in the future, pull the rug out from under you so that you end in the end result you will be it will be a more painful than if you had just turned around when He first warned you. In other words, it's like if you're climbing up a ladder. It's one thing if you set foot on the ladder and go to put your in the first rung of the ladder, and you go to put your foot in the second rung, and the first rung or the second rung breaks and you fall to the ground. That's not too bad. But if you get up, let's say maybe 5 or 10 feet in the air, and the ladder breaks up there, and then you fall from that distance, it's a whole lot more painful. That's why I'm saying that's what God will do sometimes. He'll let you start climbing that ladder and get you up into some high place or something. You think you on your way to wherever it is you whatever it is you trying to do, and then all of a sudden He pulls everything out from up under you, and that's a long fall, back down to earth. That's what it's talking about. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are riding what they think is a wave of success, but God is about to pull the rug out. And they will be like that person that built their house on the sand. Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. If you get a chance, read the story of Balaam in the book of Numbers, chapter number 22, verses 21 through 34. Here was a man of God that embarked on a journey that God had told him not to take, but he did anyway. So God put an angel in his path to stop or kill him if he continued down the path, but he didn't see him. But his ass, the jackass that he was riding, did see him and turned away to go in a different direction. To which Balaam's response was to beat the ass. When he finally discovered the truth, he repented. In other words, after this happened a couple of more times, after the first time that the jackass turned around, the angel went into another path and the jackass turned away from there, and the man started to beat the ass and wanted to kill the ass. And then the thing is, God even had the ass talking to the man to ask him why was he beating him, because he wasn't meaning him any harm. And that's when the man managed to see this angel standing there with a sword in his hand, and the angel told him, he said, if you had kept down this path, I would have killed you and let the ass live. And that's what brought the man to repent. But the thing is, in this particular story here, it says where he finally repented, then it says, I wrote down back to the message, it says, too bad most will not realize the error of its ways until disaster hits. You, my friend, are in line for success God's style. All you have to do is seek God first. If He is for you, you will have nothing standing in your way. Despite what is happening around you, you can make it. Well, that's the end of our message today, and I hope that you got something from it. Actually, it's a very simple message, but it brings about a very strong truth. If you notice, like our subject scriptures say, it says if you will meditate on God's word day and night and observe to do all that is contained in His word. In other words, no half-stepping, being fully committed to doing what God wants you to do. And when you're doing what God wants you to do, then whatever you might desire to do, as long as it's within His will, you will be successful. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm not making the promise to you, he is. And that's something that you can break all of the odds, you can overcome all of the obstacles and things that might come in your way and be a complete success. And people say, well, how in the world did you manage to do that? So many other people have tried to do it and they never were able to do it. Well, no, they weren't able to do it because God didn't want them to do it. He had it there for you to do it or to be able to achieve it. Now, maybe they were half-stepping in their pursuit of just because somebody fails, it does not mean that they are, necessarily bad people. But, you know, you got some people that are just, for lack of a better word, kind of half-stepping. They everything they do, even when it come down to their faith in God, is something that they don't put total faith in Him. They still want to put their own little spin on a lot of things that they do to help them feel like that they were able to do this on their own without God's help. Of course, they don't say that, but that's what it is. Anytime that you are endeavoring to do something and you trying to do it and not acknowledge God or seek God's direction for it, that means you are actually trying to do it without God. And see, He can, depending on the circumstances, respond by making it more difficult for you to achieve what you're trying to do, or outright stop you from doing it. Or the other thing is allow you to achieve what you think is what you wanted, and then all of a sudden He pulls the rug out from up under you and bam, flat on your face. So that's the end of our message. I hope you got something from that. And as usual, in closing, let me say this again. May God bless you and your families real good. Till we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.